Welcome to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Ogden Media and Bayside Bowl, fueled by our own stupidity.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. You got everything I need. You're like medicine to me, oh, baby. In a world of salted tears, so afraid.
Portland 13 is underway. Welcome back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland. We are 3 weeks in. If you're playing on Thursdays, you are 2 weeks in. If you've been playing on a Tuesday, making reading the schedule always an adventure for this,
cool.
for this guy. Unbelievable. On this episode, we're going to talk about our early season storylines, our surprises, predictions. We'll look ahead to next week a little bit, talk about some anything new or exciting coming up in Bowl Portland. Of course, we're joined by TDYOB's founder and general manager, Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Don?
Schedule needs to change, though. I am writing lines that aren't even happening right now. Teams that aren't even playing each other. Like, come on.
You opened the season with a line for a game that was not being played that night.
Or maybe the entire year. Ever. And left it in.
From LOS, we have Double Cheese.
Cheese.
So far, so good.
101.
What are you right now? 234 guy coming
Thursday's
off?
Thursday's tough, by the way.
Podcast practice?
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah, what was your average?
Average in the session?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, figure it out.
Well, what's 226 plus 234 divided by 2?
170? 160?
He had a bad first one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I stomped on him.
Under 200.
You had a 160.
Under 200. I think it's under 2.
160, 234.
Or right around, maybe.
Our commissioner and founder, Carl Hungus, he lasted the longest in the walk-off game before we came out here. Three frames
right.
Or two?
Two.
Two.
Well, I killed him when I said you were the dad
Pretty
lover.
Good.
Rather than the girlfriend lover.
Stone nine.
That, I didn't know he was bowling.
Yeah, this is Space Farmer. That was about me. Yeah, that was fun. We are joined by Ikbing's unemployed sailor, Rocky Balboa.
The new suave lefty.
Yeah.
He's a hunter. He's a cigarette smoker.
Not anymore.
Well.
You quit?
True.
So vaping's good for you now?
Way better than smoking cigarettes.
That's not what they say on the news.
That's not how they do it in Tampa.
This kid. He doesn't listen. He fucking has.
So, Thunder, why don't you give us a little backstory about Rocky Balboa? This is this is a great story.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nice.
How old are you right now?
So you know each other well.
How old are you?
32.
What's 32 divided in half? 16, right? Yeah. Who's the math guy now, motherfucker?
Not a math guy.
That's why I met this guy. 16.
15.
Yeah, you wish. Playing over here at USM, playing boot. Fabio comes up to me, who's on Ice Bing, and now has recruited this guy. He's like, hey, we got to bring this dude in. We could be good mentors for him and really change his life. I was like, the fuck's wrong with this dude? We're going to be good mentors for him? Next thing I know, we got forms. We're taking him over the border to Canada. Molly and I are his acting guardians. Anything goes wrong, he's fucked. I get the whole team in together. I'm like, hey, look, I know we love to party. We party with a lot of underage guys, but they're college guys. Who wasn't drinking when they were in college playing frisbee or running track? Nobody. This kid's a different story. If anybody fucks this up, I'm going to kick your ass. This is like my fucking son, dude. Come back, he's in the hallway, passed out with like 12 fucking cans laying around him. And I come to find out Honey Badger, who's another ice bin guy from back in the day, lefty. He led the league for a week on Tuesday, eh? Had friggin' loaded this guy up with beers. Yeah, it's 18 in Canada, not 15. And he's come a long way since then. I love this guy.
It was, an ultimate frisbee connection from 16 years ago.
He was good at basketball. I love him even more.
Terrible at basketball.
Hey, you're terrible at frisbee, too.
Unbelievably bad.
Rochelle.
Won that Rochelle.
Terrible at frisbee, too. No.
You
scissors.
Lost it.
That was about, Rochelle was about frisbee.
And you're an unemployed sailor, so what do you do?
When I'm sailing or
yeah,
currently?
Sailing.
Your average should be higher.
Sailing,
you're having a job right now.
Navigate.
you navigate like a big ship that's going around the world?
Yeah, I've never been around the world, but Barcelona's the farthest west, I guess, I've made.
Mm-hmm.
Tankers, mostly. Natural gas, sulfur, drilling for oil
you
for a little bit.
You should see the swells these guys go through. He sent these pictures when he was in college, and it was like a mountain of water over the side of his boat. And I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, ah, that's a wave. It's going to come crash on the boat. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, I was off of Norfolk. Heading over to Malta.
Wow. And when are you going to get a job, dude? You got to pull this shit together.
As soon as someone hires me.
Hey, Charlie, you looking? They're expanding all the time here. We need dishwashers.
The SS Bayside.
Bus yeah. boys. Come up with your own cocktail.
I'm looking for a rooftop security.
Ooh.
I did bounce in college because the owner let me drink.
You look like there. Main hick enough, main chic hick, that I wouldn't mess with you.
I take offense
you
to that.
Sit there, check the IDs, and meet everybody who walks on the roof.
Free tacos, too.
Yep.
And free bowling.
Can I drink?
Free tacos.
No drinking. Free bowling, though.
See, last time I bounced, I could drink while I was bowling, while I was bouncing.
This is America, dude.
Exactly. Yeah.
Should we jump into it? Sure. Let's go right into it.
Yeah, are we recording?
Yeah, I hope so. We should jump. We should jump right into the Tuesday A standings. There are only three unbeaten teams, Bingas, ooh, Skull, and Beer.
Beer?
2-0.
Wow. Sure.
So far, so good?
So far, yeah, good enough.
Who's bowling really well on your team?
Nobody yet. Railroad's best of the bunch. That's about it. Terry and I are somewhere in the 180s. Filthy and... I don't know.
How's Rick Vaughn in there? Ricky Vaughn, has he been around?
Well, he's ladies
been
bowling?
There. Brandy made week one, and Slow Roll made week two.
Nice.
They both did probably in the 150s. I mean, it's been just like a nice fine mid-level start.
Mid-level depth.
And now we got to play Sharks, right? Like, yeah. We played on Thursday night, which was cool, and we played on the other side. So this will be our first like Tuesday in the regular style.
So you played these guys this week?
Yes, sir. Ooh, early.
Nice.
Interesting.
Do you know lane pairs
yet? We actually
play
Sharks twice this year. Early. Play them once early and once late.
So do you know your lane pair
yet?
You
call it 1-6 game. But.
Any idea of what lanes you guys are going to be on?
No, I don't. But I know we're not the wall pair this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, call it a 6-game game, and then you have a bowl-off. Like inevitable bowl-off.
For 2 weeks.
Huge game bowl-off. Game is 15.5.
That would be a good thing to put into, like, the All-Star game or something like that. Some different things like that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Jeez, nice job. You made me laugh today, and... You said something that I agreed with.
All right, I'm going to go home.
So am I.
Your work, like,
yes.
Your work is done. There are a bunch of teams at 1-1. There are 6 of them. Turkey Club, Shake and Bake, Bull Thugs and Harmony, Oddballs, and Sharks and Strikes.
Back to the 1-1s. Bing has looked great. They're putting up monster scores. And they did have the biggest single game margin in BoBo history. They beat an OC two-player team 869 to 270-something.
So you won by over 500?
Almost 6.
Oh, ridiculous.
Their team chemistry.
I don't see that record being broken.
It's going to be hard to
That's
beat.
That's a big number anyway, 69. Holy cow.
Their team chemistry is fantastic this year.
Yep.
They are.
It looks good.
They are like all feeling it, dialed in together. Coco Lopez was a great pickup, not only for the bowling, but for the vibe. I mean, she makes Gutter Boy seem like he's kind of fun, which is not even
in that case.
Gutter Boy had a huge game
last
week.
Yeah, had a bunch of them. He's averaging 220.
That'll do it. The teams who have yet to win Tuesday A, Saucy Posse, Sons of Danarchy, and OC.
221.7.
OC is struggling.
Yeah. Well, first week they all were sick. And then the second week, I don't know where they were. They only had 2 of them. So.
They got hand, foot, and mouth. I mean, this has been a rough year. 2020, they're like, fuck this year. Give me 21.
People
But they do need to come to Thursday all late A.
Mama D.
Send them to Thursday all late. We'll give you guys one. Young and the Bold, they need to fucking go Thursday's do tough. That Tuesday thing.
I believe their crossover is against Touch My Excitement, which could carry some extra interest this year.
Could be a good matchup.
Yep, we need to trade these teams. Didn't we kick these guys out of B after a week?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
sounds right.
Yeah, they started B. They shit pounds of teams. Something like, that wasn't fun. They beat us 895 to 338. Yeah. And they just kept yelling and screaming and high-fiving and drinking nonstop. It really sucked. You're like, hey, you're going to A, dude.
Railroad also threw the ball off the wall that day.
Oh, he knocked down the banner.
Yes.
It's not how you get a banner.
How you turn your way into A.
It is. You
I
got
can say it.
It
with confidence.
The scores are hugely up this year in Bull Portland. We have six teams averaging over 700 in Thursday A. Sharks with 733, Oddball 725, Bingus 724, Jesus. Beer 711, Skull 710, and Turkey Club 701.
It's fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
We haven't had 700 all year.
Is that true?
What's our
692.
Oh, close.
You on the door.
You had a beautiful mind over
what's,
here.
What's your team's high, do you think, of the year?
Well, we've only had two because we had a first week bye.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So it was definitely second week.
Spit out a number, bro.
I don't know. Mid-fives. Maybe six.
Mid-fives, no. Dr. Dunn. 643.
I'd have to look.
Yeah.
Fabio just had a 2-10 last week.
Look it up. Get back to us.
Look it up. Yeah. Look it up. It's going to be a shootout in A, though, in Thursday A.
Oh, yeah.
In Tuesday A, I mean.
I mean, we got really kind of lucky to come win 8-7. They won 8-7 in the last frame. And a lot of these teams, yeah, all these, it's close.
I thought you were going to lose to them, and they were understaffed that night.
Yeah. Well, three Nut Sauces and three Walters is good. Walter's been awesome this year.
Yeah.
Walter's the new Redonk.
Wow.
Sorry, Walter. He's just kidding, bro. You know you love to hear your name on
it. What do you think, like, how many losses will the leader in Tuesday A have on the year? At least two.
Three.
You think
two
three?
Or three, yeah.
I got three.
Everyone's going to lose to each other here and there.
I mean, I think Thursday's going to be that way as well. Well, we'll get there.
We'll get there. I'm not so sure.
Hey, take it easy.
Yeah. There is a Tuesday B division, you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good, actually.
We got beat by tattoos and titties.
It's actually really good.
We got crushed by them, actually. Yeah. So Tuesday B has a bunch of teams who are unbeaten so far. Wrecking Balls, Incredibles, Brooklyn Hookers, they look very good. Strikes on Tap and Bowling Stones, who are formerly Splits Happen.
Oh, cool.
Bowling Stones are all 2-0.
New captain is Sarge. Took over for Xander.
Now, Hollywood's team... And Rotini's team, they picked up
Brooklyn Hookers,
Heartbreak Kids, and what's his name's brother.
Oh, that's
who that guy
that's
is.
That's LL Cool J?
Yeah, that's LL Cool
Got
J.
Got it.
So he's a sweet brother.
Yeah.
Or no, he's an O'Donnell.
Yep. Is it Jordan?
Must be.
Yeah, well, I don't know what his. Yeah, LL Cool J. So that's a big pickup. Is Xander now on the dude's team?
I don't know.
The Wrecking what Balls team are he's sneaky on, good, dude. Lulu's been crushing pins, too. Yeah. She's like, I'm loving this pattern. She's like, I had a 130 last night. She's like, I
awesome.
Never have 130. She's like, dude, you don't have to tell me.
Strikes on Tap took our high woman, Ripcord 2.0.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you let it happen. What the fuck's up with that?
Well, they are the defending champs.
We fought it. She went.
You got to cut one of
she
the
She had a 200 in
ass.
Draft. She was our high woman.
Did she leave because she wanted to bowl more games?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Cut a wife that sucks ass. Keep the stud. That's how we got more money and got rid of my wife.
GDYOB way.
Fucking look at 2021. We're going to cut another fucking wife and bring her in. Get ready.
She doesn't listen. There is another unbeaten team on Tuesdays. No Idea is 1-0.
Shifter on that team?
That was not actually my scheduling. They postponed their game against the Trolls to a future date.
Yeah.
What B team is Shifter on?
He is on a team called Split AF.
Splits as fuck, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were they millennials?
They are 0-2.
They are 0-2.
They are 0-2 along with the Budweiser's, Lines in the Gutter, Bills,
except
and
for Shifters.
Burners.
If it's millennials and Shifter, that's a hilarious team.
It's not.
It is.
It's Purple Nurple's team.
Oh, yeah. Great team. Shifter fits right
and
in.
It's got Island Boy.
Oh. And, bunch of dudes that never shower and don't wear deodorant. Love to party. Shifter's always in with that crew. That's why I had to kick him out. We wanted the deodorant at least.
One or the other.
There's got to be a bar somewhere.
Some people put on deodorant this week because of me.
His average went down.
Yeah.
Works every time.
There are a few teams that are 1-1. Bear, Ball That, Whoop Spirit Is, and Poultry Ass are all 1-1. Bull Trolls are 0-1. Yeah. But they had the suspended match against No Idea.
Could you imagine only having played one
10.
Game so far in
no,
league?
That seems crazy.
That suck.
Seems crazy.
Well, that was their choice.
Fuck that shit.
The Bull Trolls are 0-1, but they have the league-leading team average in Tuesday B. They have a 655.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
They're beating us by 3 pins in average.
Oh, really?
It's a lot spooky.
The Incredibles have a 633 and Strikes on Tap with Ripcord 2.0 have a 627. Those are the top team averages there.
Pretty solid.
No shit, that's solid. That's crazy. Thunder, how many people do you think are averaging over a 200 on Tuesday.
A and B?
Don't look at the Ducks.
Yes.
Under over 75.
Under.
Yeah, take the under.
13.
Close.
Very close. 14.
That's what I said.
Buck Ripcord leading the way with a 227, Railroad with a 226, and Gutter Boy with a 222.
Monsters.
Buck had a rough week. He was a 260 last week for average.
He's falling apart.
He's had a 168, 136 now.
He had a couple of 2-0s.
Fuck. That kills low the 200s average. Kill the average.
That kills the average.
Low 200s right now give me 15 pins.
They give you 25.
They give me 7, motherfucker. I already did the math. 193, 201,
not a math guy.
I go up 5.
Oh, I got you. I thought you meant compared to
how many
average.
Pins you have on Holden this year? Or...
A ton.
Boy. Ladies' high averages on Tuesday. Speedy Wiener with a 173, Nugget 170, Chernobyl Lane a 168, and Red XXX from Incredibles. Right?
Nice work.
Red practices so one, a
yeah,
ton.
67.
Is that the red?
Red
no, that's
red turkey.
That's red turkey. She practices a ton. A red XXX doesn't need
Speedy
practice.
Wiener.
New mom, too. Speedy Wiener's a pro bowler. Sean, are these fucking guys team? Fuck. We have to come in Tuesday and watch your
game.
Are you guys early or late?
But
early.
So these, we played on
tomorrow.
Thursday, so Hexy has not added our Thursday right. game. So
you guys play tomorrow or Thursday?
Nut Sauce averaged about 220 for three games. Maybe
280. So besides Nut Sauce, we've got to the point where we don't even listen.
Yeah.
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
It's like in the modern era.
Yeah.
No Nut Sauce.
And I have a new category that I invented this year. So, first-year players, top three averages. Unbelievable. Number one, Garlic
Jones.
Garlic Jones. 185. Tomater. This is his first year, right?
Yep.
In Bopo.
Or did he meet it picked up once or twice?
He was with Saucy last year. I don't know how many games he had.
Okay, 184 and LL Cool J we just talked about him, 183.
Tomatoes on Saucy Posse, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
LL Cool J.
Garlic Jones, he puts in the work.
Yeah.
Dude. More than
every day.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's got a new address, as we know.
If I was left-handed, I'd be Garlic Jones.
I was here for about 20 seconds yesterday when he told me he's got 5 200s in a row. He's like, yeah, Hungus came and joined me, and then
Garlic.
I beat him 3 times in a row.
Garlic does
right over me.
Multiple shifts in a day. Garlic's back, he's like, got some new side in around 10 to 11:35. Then I had met a lady here for 1 o'clock to 1:30, and I tried to get her into bowling. Went home. Had a martini. This before it's dry January. Came back. Now I'm looking to get some burn practice in. You know, looking to move to a new address. I'm in a new neighborhood now.
Yeah,
undeniable.
And he'll come tell you too. He'll see you on the news site. He'll fucking stop bowling. Come all the way down there. Hey, Thunder, is that you? Hey, these are my kids. I'm in a new address again. Here we go. I love the guy. Seriously, I love him. I almost won a PBA title with him. Fucking Kyle Sherman didn't suck dick at eating pussy.
Also true. I love it. I love it. Maybe we should move to Thursday, though. That's
a wise decision.
Let's go.
Thursday
A, the two unbeaten teams, Young and the Bold, and Tattoos and Titties.
Yes.
Are the two unbeaten teams.
For me, they're the surprise of Thursday right now.
Oh, hells yeah.
They are the Dr. Don Carters. I'm ceding the name to those guys. Those guys, they're dialed in on this pattern. This pattern was made for those three lifetime 150 guys to just throw it wherever they want and fucking strike nonstop. And when they don't, it's just some bullshit spare that even me and Rocky can pick up.
Shout out to Rocky.
Yeah, ham bones.
Debatable on that.
Crazy high rim, thumb out. Just
who's that?
A Gerg and ham bone.
Yeah.
And they both.
Ham bones stay consistent. Like Gerg like went good 125. Ham bone's like 230, 180, 230.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And he was like on the gutter caps, throwing it out by this gutter, and we're just like, oh,
ooh,
man, rough night.
Also, I believe it was Hambone, one of y'all nominated him. Oh, Tango nominated him for Team of the Year after they put up some, they had like a Wes Anderson-themed cocktail party.
They had a menu.
With a menu. I mean, they're gunning for Team of the Year.
They
wanted
to
put their flag.
They have a target on their back. Yeah.
You know what they also did? They brought credit cards to Howie's. That's train conductor's machine.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, dude. These guys are fucking taking
the
league by storm.
Real
I can go to Howie's whenever I want now.
Yeah. have some 2-1 teams on Thursday. My Balls, Guns of Brighton, and Average Escobros, all 2-1.
Yeah.
My Balls, that, they picked up this guy, Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Not sure how often he'll be
here. Fuck them. Whenever they got somebody out for the night, they're like, hey, let's bring in the best available ringer. I got this
LOS
two-handed 16-year-old guy that averages 295. All right, bring him in. He's good to go. 235. See you later, dork. Every time they short somebody, they bring in a college fucking bowler. Is that what we're going to do now? When we're short, we bring in Massey or fucking Akins. And they roll left-handed 70s.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I gotta start hanging out with more bowling dorks.
That's not gonna happen.
He's a good bowler. He's on the younger side. He's
you're in the podcast.
He was a youth bowler. I think you got him in the semis of the last miss.
You cursed at him when he was celebrating and left a tin pin.
My first
thought.
You
were like, fuck that guy!
Irrelevant.
And I was like, dude, chill out. And that is no LEF.
I'm pretty sure I didn't do that. I'm pretty sure you and I are having a conversation.
Sorry, bro. Sorry. I should not have told anybody.
That was in confidence.
Yeah, that's my bad.
No worry.
That's
no one's listening.
Yeah. Cost Charlie a 300.
Lefty's listening.
All right, my bad, guys.
Lefty, keep your mouth shut.
Dirty Half Dozen, BUI, Hexies Hooligans, and LOS are all 1-1.
Good.
Yeah. Already got a loss. Who'd you lose to?
Young and Bold, man. We got pistol whipped the first week.
Hey-o.
What's
you did there?
I did.
213, 247 is what he went.
No deodorant.
No, he was smelling all right. I didn't get that close.
I was just saying, how close were you? What was the aroma?
He's got that chest hair that comes out up the neck, and that shit smells worse than the underarms.
Nice. Speaking from experience?
Yeah, we did a year with him. We got team of the year together. He's a great guy, and he's a great bowler. He's lined up for this pattern. Pete could average 215 on this pattern.
It's crazy.
But when he has to put the deodorant, that guy smells like a garbage can.
Another 3-0. With a 762 average, is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're not even there. Guac is 1-2, along with TDYOB.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And then Leisure Rolls, Lion's Den, and Touch are all over at this stage.
Can't wait to play that.
Guac has a couple 8-7 losses.
Yeah, and Guac has a 712 average.
Yeah,
and they're 1-2.
We play them upcoming. So.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't get off the schneid, they're going to lose their heads. Remember, I cost Mischa 200 average this year in draft, allegedly.
Well, they're going to be that team that's going to be like the random 5 seed out of Thursday and run into a really good team early in the playoffs and crush them.
Yep. Oh, you know who hates Dick Whitman? This guy.
I do not.
He says Dick Whitman. Dead his least favorite guy in the league is Dick Whitman.
Is it a Dick related?
Can you believe that? Yeah, it's a Dick thing. I hate that Duke Thunderwood. It's like, what the fuck? DT and Thunder in your name,
Duke,
motherfucker?
Not Dick.
And I talked to him about it, and I was like, well, don't worry about it. I just looked for the one with the higher score.
Ooh.
Like, keep the massage going, dude.
You guys have a side bet going.
We should talk about Young and the Bold, too. So team average, 762, almost 30 pins higher than
everybody else. That's a 190.25.
And they are actually the team that added King Ding Dong.
Average.
And Lagatita.
That's not true. Yeah, that's true.
So that whole roster...
I was wrong.
...is...
Again.
...is Cracker Jack... King Ding Dong, Pistol Pete, Senator Itz, All Day LeMay, and Lagatita?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are the New England Patriots. Itz is Tom Brady, and this is their fuck you.
Itz is Tom Brady. Itz is Tom Brady.
Yep, the founder of Bull Portland.
That's a fucking shot.
They're going to come in here. They're going to represent for Thursday, get us that second Thursday fucking banner, and we're going to love it. I want Team of the Year with them dudes.
I think it's time for your nap.
Well, before the nap.
Don't leave
yet. Yeah. We should mention DHD also over 700 with 716 and LOS so close, geez. 699.5.
That's on Precious more than Stiffy.
Yeah, Precious is like a 160, 170.
Precious is under all the TDYOB guys.
Stiffy's the only one who had to fight for 100.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Stiffy. Wow.
Stiffy's game one was awesome. 193. And I was like, all right, you're sitting game two. And Fresh is like, I don't know, man. I think you should roll him. And the rest is history.
But he did get the 100.
So, yeah, Precious isn't up to Precious' standards yet.
No, we haven't lined up as a team yet. That's all right. We got a long way to go. So.
Where's Putt-Putt? Is he?
He's a 180 guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's, you know, like I said, he hasn't quite gone.
Pacing himself.
Well, when you steal your best friend's best chick... You know, things usually go wrong for you. There's not a lot of people that are like, hey, Adam, I'm just going to steal fucking Mama D. Everything's going to be great. Now they got a lot of pressure on them.
We never had that.
They're not. Yeah. They ruined OC's life. I mean, these fucks are rolling 2 and 3 people a fucking game. They got hand, foot, and mouth. They gave them the plague. Not only did they steal their chick, they're like, we're going to fuck these guys over. They're pouring shit in their room, like Ocean's 12 and shit. They're getting all sick. I mean, come on, guy. What'd you expect was going to happen? It's called karma.
Well, we're 1-1.
So. Can't wait to beat these kids.
Thursday B, 2 unbeatens, Party Mix, and Bold and the Beautiful.
You lost the Party Mix?
Stomped by Party Mix.
Tell us what happened.
Big party.
They had a good night.
Don't tell us. Keep going.
They had a good night. We did not. Fabio had a decent. He went 210, 207, somewhere around there. I bowled 148 for a high.
Just didn't want to bowl that night. It was just...
What did you just roll in our pregame session?
I forget. First game, second game was...
172?
172, yep.
Not bad.
Practice earlier that week was 221, 224, 171, then came out and rolled 144, 148, 128.
You don't have a job. I mean, you can come every day.
Is 172 your all-time high?
I mean, ask Chiefs. He knows.
Yeah. No, all-time high is 256.
I'm partially
256?
Employed.
Dude, he has a better all-time high than you. 256, yeah.
Oh. Disclaimer on that, that's 33 Elmwood. With the weird fucking string.
Wow, that's even better. That's like a 398.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Seriously.
Yep. You ever went in there, loaded with some friends on a...
I've never bowled down, but...
Friends over for supper. We ended up there and just fucking destroyed it.
What'd you guys have for supper?
He's a supper
fuck
guy.
If I remember.
I know. Fucking nice. I wanted him to say supper.
This guy's like 95 generations of Mainers.
Supper. My mom said supper growing up.
Yeah. She's 95 yeah. generations of New Hampshire.
She's single?
You just got married, you motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah, he's married to Handy, everybody. FC Portland, Five Finger Discount, Strikes a Hatch, Les Bolians, Granola, and Boulder Dash are all 2-1. Get mad at
him. Hey.
Granola is 2-1 with a 5-11 team match. That is impressive. That's some good timing.
That's doing work.
Tell us about the Thursday B vibe. Does it feel like Party Central down there? Do you guys have FC Portland, too?
Yeah.
Lion's Den?
No.
It's Sparty. I don't think anyone's taking it too seriously.
He's thinking about which question
to
answer.
No, but like, Party Mix.
Yeah. A lot of Party? Yeah, everyone's just drinking a bunch for doing pick-a-back shots.
When you played Party Mix, were they, like, partying hard? Like, having fun, dancing around, like you said, doing shots, drinking beers? Or just, like, go up, roll, sit back down, don't talk to anybody, go up, roll, sit back down?
No, Party Mix, excellent game. Through and through, everyone's high-fiving, both teams coming off, someone gets a strike, getting high-fives from everyone. Yeah, it's a party. It's a good time. Just
who's your favorite team to play? Who's your favorite team to play in Thursday B?
Urea.
Ooh. When Dirty Half Dozen was Thursday B, they were my favorite. They were a ton of fun to play against, even though they would stomp us. But I like Party Mix. Yeah, Party Mix is a ton of fun for us. Les Bolians is a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always bring it.
You're going to get a new good team people. This year, Strikes a Hazard. You never played them.
So you know Luke from Frisbee.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun. You'll love that
UNH.
Game.
Yeah.
Travis Bullard.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's for on sure. that team. You're going to have a lot of fun against
just
him.
Just bleep that.
And they're edit the names.
Yeah, edit that. Just, yeah.
He made an actor on YouTube.
Either first or last. Don't give up.
He's cut a couple mullets for me back in the day.
Who did?
Bullard.
Luke.
Wow.
Yeah. Sweating
did
out
a draft league with Luke on the bang zone.
Oh, God.
Pin-ups. Ick Bing and Pin and Juice. Who is Pin and Juice? They are all 1-1.
Urea, former Urea.
Okay, so that's
that used to be your guys' least favorite.
C Murder's the new captain. I couldn't name the enemy, a single other.
Yep, you did.
I never even knew. What,
did you hear that?
She out.
I knew it was always an issue Jay going Bird. In.
Jay Bird was the captain. Yes, she moved to Texas.
Wow.
Now it is C Murder.
C Murder.
So I just said that used to be your least favorite team, and as you were explaining that story, it's like. Well, the people we hated most just moved. So now
I
like them.
I don't even remember who it was on Ick Bing that I didn't like, but I remember every time we played them, it was like whoever the fuck it was just had a horrible night because they just would explode playing against these people.
Invisible Hand? On your team or on their team?
On our team. Someone didn't like someone.
Oh, that was Coach Paul's brother. What was his bowling name?
Oh, I don't remember.
We kicked him off my first year.
That's right.
He was weird. He gave Handy the heebie-jeebies.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. We got home and she was just like, who's that guy?
Like, really made me uncomfortable.
Her intuition was like, right on.
That's before she was bowling. She just came to like pour us shots and she's like, I don't know if I can do that again. That guy really just creeps me out.
I'm glad you brought him into the league.
She wasn't talking about Thunder.
I thought it was Peanut Gutter at first when she said that.
That's a safe guess.
What
actually.
Did he call himself, man?
I can't remember it now.
Rock and Roller or AC/DC. Something just crazy.
Highway
70s.
Oh, well. Rolling Others 1 and 2 and Happy Hands, Penny Candy, Bohemia Strike City, and Bad News Spares are yet to get a win.
That could be a battle for the last playoff spot.
What are the...
Average-wise, though, Granola's gotta... creep down.
Yeah,
yeah, but they already got two wins. They're in.
They're fine.
They're in.
They're not going to get last. So three teams over 600. FC Portland, 619. Party Mix, 611. Bolden, the beautiful 611 in Thursday B.
I feel like for years you've been mentioning Bolden the Beautiful should figure out that they've moved down to Thursday B and start winning.
I think they might be starting to be fun to figure it out.
Yeah. So there are 10 people over 200, led by Colonel Sanders with a 223, Pistol Pete, 214, Mitch Cumstein, another 214, and hey, Cheech, you got a 209. That's not bad. What's your high of the year so far in league?
240-something.
Oof.
Sure.
That's nice.
That was my week two bounce back night.
What's your low on the league?
162. That's the one non-200.
162.
Yeah.
What is your low this year, Hungus?
157.
I'm a 154.
What are you saving average?
What's your low of the year?
136.
What about you?
That's how you feel on average.
Yeah. 128. Game three last Thursday.
128. So
wish I had not rolled that.
I think I started drinking.
Dick DeGere, you're low on the year?
150 something.
Yep. Yeah, you actually know. He knows, but he's trying to play it off.
Four.
It was horrible. Yeah. It could have been better than that, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I'm psyched. My low is still over 150. I want to keep it that way. For the ladies, Mama D leads the way, 173. Fisher Price with a 172nd, and La Gatita is one with 167. And maybe I missed all day LeMay.
Seems like it.
Seems like I might have.
She just had like a 240 in her last game.
Oh, yeah, I probably missed it.
Sorry.
We're going to get the ombudsman to check into that at the break. Yeah. But before the break, here we go, newbies. Thursday newbies, King Ding Dong with a 202.
Nice work.
I love.
They fit under the average cap.
Yeah,
you might need to revisit this average cap thing.
No.
It works.
All right. We'll see.
The averages were a little low last year.
Bring Tommy Jones.
That's what helped. These guys had precious.
You guys
precious
bring
had four seasons.
Yeah, we've had
Kyle Sherman.
No.
Well,
depends on who you cut.
What if we tank this year?
Thunder.
Tank for Sherman and
Jones. Definitely have to put spooky on your squad, though.
Tank for Sherman.
When Thunder start rolling zeros, two-handed.
Tank for Sherman.
All day LeMay at a 188.
Okay. Half. Apologies. So, yeah, maybe she's leading the way.
Research is fired.
So, the second newbie, Clam Hands,
yes.
193.
Tender success story.
Is that Cheddar?
Clam Hands is on what team?
Hooligans,
that's right.
They're all Tender success stories.
That's right.
Nothing but ringers.
Frankie Aberlon's a 190. I consider this his first year. He subbed.
Hey, he's a rookie. He's second ringer.
Otis from Lions Den, 188.
Yeah,
and another one of Hexy's new people, Tommy Torpedo, 186.
Who the fuck is Otis?
I don't know.
I mean, who the fuck is Otis? Where's this guy from?
He's like a ghost.
Is he house bowling? I mean, what's the fuck is that?
No, he's a hook, man.
It looked good.
By the way, don't like... look past Lions Den on the schedule. They might fuck you
dude,
up.
We don't sleep on anybody. We just got shit kicked out of this guy. Tattoos and titties in two games. First time in our lives. We used to be like, oh, tattoos and titties. We can come here to bar at three and fucking play them at nine and beat the shit out of them. I tried it. We got that shit kicked out of us this year.
Yeah.
Doesn't work anymore.
Shout out to Otis.
You did try. Yeah. Oh, they have Otis and Mountain Man.
Yeah, Mountain Man looked good, too. I saw him fire some games.
I can't quit you, Hungus.
That's Mo Kiki's brother, Mountain Man.
Oh, all right. All right. I think it's time to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about the early season stories and look ahead to next week.
All right, Kimberly, thank you. Again, if he can get himself a win, he is off to Portland, Maine next week for the PBA playoffs. Again, four of our five competitors coming into the night had a chance to get themselves above the cut line to get to maybe the best environment for bowling in our country right now, Portland, Maine?
Without question. It's the most electrifying atmosphere because of the people. Charlie Mitchell and his staff have done a wonderful job. The center's been renovated, redone. It's absolutely I don't know if it makes sense, but it's so intimate yet so wild at the same time.
Do you think Charlie rented that, or is that actually in his closet?
Oh, he owns that.
That's there.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot wait to get there again. I've never been to Portland, Maine for bowling. I've heard wonderful things. About
Puerto Rico! A Puerto Rico!
That guy rocked one Thursday night.
You should tell him that.
Second week. This fucking schedule.
Okay.
You should tell him that.
It's week three of BOPO, week four of real life. Or week
two
of
real
life.
I mean,
depends
how old we are.
What is real life?
They're different.
Start recording.
Yeah. We're recording.
Oh, good. Well, welcome back to Rooftop Sessions. We need to get to know Rocky Balboa a little better.
We tried that history part draft in the first session. Didn't work out.
Great draft pick.
Yeah. So when were you guys draft league teammates?
This year. Yeah. Strike is right.
Nice. What round did you pick him in? Fourth or fifth?
I took Jerk, and then I took Cilantro, and then I took Slow Roll. And
right out from under
Rocky
me.
Balboa.
So the fourth round.
Yeah. Tells me I'm going to get Slow Roll. I lost 40 pins.
I thought you were. You just picked later.
This close.
Slow Roll, by the way, rolled out of her mind wearing the sloth helmet.
That's true. She did bowl well in a giant sloth helmet.
She should wear that all the time. She wants to be back in the game.
She got
to
put that on the resume.
She was this week, man. She carried us in game three. She's sitting on a turkey after five. And then
elbow's fine.
Elbow seems all right. She's back to a normal 14-pound ball. And,
Wow. Awesome. Who's your favorite DJ in this league?
Baby J.
Baby J.
Far and away.
Far and away. Always.
Always. And why? Because, do you just like the music, or you like the dance to it? What do you want to do?
We smoked up with him in Peanut Cutter's basement, six or seven years ago, back when we were over at Yankee Lane.
That's
a
reason.
Yeah, he's a fucking fun-ass
The
dude.
Tunes are always solid. Good mix of, old R&B soul, some newer stuff. No dubstep trash. It's just good. Good tunes.
A little scratching, too.
Oh, wow.
Felt like a dig right
there. I love DJ Baby J.
Who was your favorite, though? Who's your favorite, you think?
My favorite? DJ Atomic.
I don't like to do this. I don't like to play this game.
And Mo. I mean,
Mo went to Tuesday,
and then Atomic came to Thursday. I love all. I'm not anti anything. I'm not that guy. He hates Big Party. I mean, I'm not a big DJ John fan either. I mean, he's good at what he does, but I need a little more of the song.
I
asked you to play Fool's Gold because I want the next 10 minutes of a song that I've loved my entire life so I can get 3 strikes in a row. And get a 170 out of this rather than a 130. But no, DJ John's like, here you go, bro. And right at the last minute, he's like, oh, what a night. And you're like, yeah. I can't focus when that shit changes. My favorite, Atomic. He gave us what we wanted every night. And he was a great guy. He was super fun. Because when you're in the pit with Atomic and Mo, they're in the pit with you. Like, after strikes, they're high-fiving guys. They're like... It's just so much fun.
Did you get a Mo this year?
Mo is on Tuesday this week.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Come on down. If you're not bowling, come on down and get some music.
Some good matchups.
It's a treat.
Who's your favorite?
He's also actually here Thursday after the event. So Thursday we have the Video Music Portland Awards over on the east side. It's going to be a pretty cool event. Lots of big performers and 300 people, I think. And Luna, the server, is actually the host stage, which will be very cool. She runs open mic. Great open mic.
Oh, she's the comedy, open mic comedy night?
Open mic. She runs open mic music in town. Anyway, after all those performances and the awards are over, it finishes with Mo DJing. So after the Thursday games on the west side, wander over and Mo is actually going to be DJing.
Oh, that's the ticket event on Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah.
They're not going to kick us out right after we finish at 12:30 this time.
Kick you out if you're already there.
If you finish at 12:30, yes, we will.
Hand comes down. He's like, all the lights on. 11:30, huh? Bench is on the bar. He's like, they're kicking us out, huh? I'm like, dude. I don't work here, man. I'm like, no, dude. I don't have any avenue. I just rolled a 136. I'm getting out of here.
Go to Howie's.
They don't want you here.
Not Howie's that night. I was like, fuck Howie's.
Whiskey barrel.
I'm kind of for Howie's this year. I'm getting a little too old for Howie's. Howie's every once in a while. Howie's every week.
Yeah.
It's a little too late.
Howie's twice a week.
I love Howie's. I love the vibe, but it's not fun enough to get
twice a work
4
week.
Hours of sleep rather than 6. I mean, it's a big difference.
It is.
It has impact.
Especially for a 98-year-old guy.
6 hours, nice.
You look great, by the way.
It's true. I did just today.
Hello, cheese.
Oh, 98, I mean. Huh? The man's 98. I want to.
Who do you consider your rival, like your bizarro Rocky Balboa, but besides Dutch?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And Nadro.
I don't know if I have one. Rival bowling?
Bowler, not bowling.
Is there someone
a bowler that you always like to? You always kind of like want to try to beat them. You always want to see where they are in the stats.
What's bowling? What the fuck?
I don't know if I have a rival. I don't know. I don't know if I'm good enough to have a rival.
What is your average?
Average week after my first week ball 190.
What is
now
an average?
65.
Hey man, I hate to do this to you. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Actually, just switch.
For those who are betting, 42 minutes.
Tagging.
So you gotta sit there for a bit. Give him your microphone. Come right here. Holy shit, bro.
Wow.
You're pulling a tango.
And so that's more about Rocky Balboa. Right?
That's not good enough.
The more you know, right?
He was a great frisbee player, though. I will give him that.
All right, what's everyone's impressions of the pattern? Don Carter, 39.
I love it.
Start with you, yeah.
Love it.
Tell us more.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, bro.
I'm a 136 guy in league right now. I keep calling myself Dr. Scores. Don Carter, but I think this shot is fair and reasonable for everybody. If you fuck up, you still pay for it. Like, you fucking get what you pay for out there. And it got dry on Tuesday night, and I got here at 4 with a fucking huge head cold. I mean, you got a head cold. Come in at 8. Not me. I'm all in. I wanted the day off.
Double down.
I can't skip Bull Portland. You only skip Bull Portland if you're puking, and if you're cheese, you come in puking anyway. Mm-hmm. Then you give it to all of us.
Hey, that was a playoff.
What a weekend.
That's totally legit.
I ruined Molly's cousin's fucking July 4th because of that plague he gave us. Our kids got it, gave it to them. They took it to the fucking mountains.
Months.
They had to come back to hotels, rent hotel rooms to puke and shit nonstop.
I wasn't patient zero.
All night.
I wasn't patient zero.
Stay home. Did you guys win it all that year?
Certainly not.
Yeah. Me neither.
Win that night.
I won nothing. I got the fucking worst puke I've ever heard in my life.
It's still way harder than a traditional league shot.
Oh, dude, fuck
way
yes.
harder. But it's nice to see Bopo, the jump up again. It's good to see the averages. And you've been arguing for years that easier is more fun. My counter argument was that there would be more upsets with a hard pattern, and I've been proven totally wrong because an easy pattern, some random
allows
dude
us hacks
might
to roll, go 208, 216 on the night.
We're now tattoos and titties so bitch because of this pattern. That's a good thing.
But this could be the new
hard,
honestly. I mean, because it's still a challenging pattern.
Yeah, this is not what I would think of as an easy pattern.
Right.
I mean, scores are up there, but as you watch people transition.
But we're not playing the highest level.
No, we're not playing the U.S. Open 1-1, but this is still like 4-1, which house shots are usually 10-1.
But this has been 10 years of Bopo running challenging patterns to try to catch us up. To the rest of the world.
I think Bopo's gotten
and
way
I think we
better.
Have caught up pretty fast. You
way
see it
better.
Like you throw an easier pattern down, and it's not even an easy pattern. And there you go.
As by far and away the worst bowler here, I like the changing patterns. I like the difficult patterns.
It's not far and away, dude.
You like the challenge?
You and I are in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
You guys have the same.
I think it's fun. I think it's fun
having it change. You get to try to like figure it out, even if you can't figure it out as well as, you know, like, Ripcord, you know, Bucky's gonna be like, oh, okay, yeah, that guy knows what's happening. Like, but
would you rather have a hard or easy pattern?
Hard, I think. I like the hard.
What about medium like this?
I like this pattern. The ball that I used the first night where I went 197, 207, 170, or 167.
Who remembers?
I cracked.
The ball cracked.
Stuffed in
the ball with a cracked ball.
Cracked the ball first game.
You had a job, you could buy another one.
And so now I'm using a different ball and trying to figure that out. But I think it's fun. I think it adds an element of the game that's just intelligent.
Yeah,
and
I would agree with
makes
that.
It fun. I wouldn't want to stick on the same pattern year after year.
No, we need this pattern for the rest of life, at least on the new side where I won all my games. This just shows in the 70s, we'd have been the best PBA bowlers in the world if we had the technology of balls we had right now.
What's your quick feedback? One idea I've been thinking about for next year is to whatever the pattern is for draft, leave it. For Bopo.
Nope.
You think it's better to change it?
Yeah.
Well, how hard are we talking for the pattern?
I don't know. I'm just saying, what it would be like, and then it would give, well, I don't know. It would just be interesting.
I think that much time. Rocky just said the variety is fun. I mean, I like the changing patterns for that. You know?
If you mean by that, you're going to have Don Carter in draft, I'm in for it. 100%. I concur.
Mike Aldi is also.
Well, that actually is an interesting way to go about it, is if you came back to draft with what you finished within Bopo because you've been off for the summer. and then you got the new shot for Bopo.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Some of these fuckers.
Yeah, I like the new shot for Bopo, especially with the if guys aren't bowling draft, which not everyone is. You almost get this idea.
Well, that's
like,
point. Yeah, you'd have
an unfair advantage.
Yeah,
to those
if you
guys.
Left it the same. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Either practice or you don't.
Yeah, well, but I mean, it's still draft
or
ends.
Your garlic.
Draft ends going into the holidays. You got plenty of time to get
do
down.
Do you think
Garland
Jones is here right now?
He's beyond practice.
Oh yeah,
he's here.
He's gonna blow his arm out. The early years when we all started bowling, we're like
we
trying to get
hurt.
Better. We had these braces on, straps, getting Dr. Gary, we fucking bruises everywhere, just blowing out our arms.
I used to get
only
ultrasound
70
on my elbow
games
weekly.
A day. Oh, yeah. The sleeves on. I mean, this is before I blew my knee out. I mean, we used to blow out our elbows all
also
year.
Also bowling.
At the end of the season, everybody's practicing, and Charles like, it's that type of year, huh? It's the end of the season. He's like rubbing his wrist.
I spent a playoff game with a pitcher of ice. I can put my hand in between shots.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the first couple years of we had bowled like, you know, assholes at Yankee.
Yep.
And then finally started to hook the ball, so we didn't know how to do it right. And we had our own bowling alley. It was fun.
Not many kids, like, so we could practice all day long. Yeah. Hey, how many games you bowl? I fucking bowled 24 fucking games one time.
Trying to catch Cheddar's record.
That's too many.
24 games.
Really?
Everything was over 190. Except the games that weren't.
You add them all up.
You add them all up, for sure. Yeah, that's I remember that. I used to do like hour solo practices and try to get seven games in an hour. The 10th year. 10th year here.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's amazing.
It was amazing.
Honestly, so when we started here, his kids were my kids' age. Now they're in college and out of college. And Michaela's like, dude, your kids were coming in when they were 4 and 5, and now they're like fucking looking like grown ass adults.
Yeah.
It's nuts. 10 years like that. What year did you come into the league?
Ooh. Rocky Balboa.
Ooh.
Trying to get that memory.
You know who the rival bowler is? Zora Bowler is Mac Walsh.
I want to say.
Has no memory either.
I want to say this is my third year in the league. I'd picked up with Ikbing before. Even at Yankee, I'd picked up with Ikbing.
Oh, wow.
But it would have been the last year that Dirty F Dozen was B. So if that was 3 or 4
well,
years.
Charlie's not going to know that.
Yeah.
So we're all
the year they beat
Yahtzee
in the playoffs, I think, was.
I mean, they crushed. They were way too good for B. They were destroying
everyone.
That was their last year.
Yep.
So if it was 3 years or 4 years, I want to say 3 years ago.
Who won that year?
Dude, no one cares.
Good story.
Do you think the top male average will be over 220?
Yes. I'm going to say just barely over, like 222.
You seem super confident. You think it's going to be like a big.
Yeah,
because I feel like that was a weird drop-off for Buck. His birthday week and all.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Drunk Buck? Well, he wasn't drunk. Drunk Buck was a couple nights ago. He was bowling one finger house ball. He's like a 70 something on his birthday. It's like he's got to try really
one
weird
finger?
Shit to keep it interesting.
Hello,
he's like
darkness,
a
smile.
Was that a bad day for him? Is it a weird spot?
I hope I don't reach that in a lot of levels
bored.
In my
life.
He
got bored with his 250s, you know?
He needs weird shit to stay interested, if you know what I mean.
You got your bowling shoes on, you idiot.
Plus he's engaged
moron.
Now, like, so he's, you know, he's a little older
so
than
now he
sure.
needs weirder shit to stay interested.
What's our cutoff for our bet over 200? Do you remember?
Nope. About how many bowlers? Right now,
20?
There's. I've right said a really big number.
No, I think you put it at like 16. Because I was like 20, you're like not 20. Yeah.
It's 24 right now.
Okay.
But what did Charlie and I bet on last Thursday?
I don't remember. Play it back.
I'll use the force.
What are we talking about?
You use the force.
You, I said 8. You took under 8.
No way.
Yeah, for actually $5 million.
$5,000.
No, $5 million.
$5 million
per game.
Co-owners and co-founders. Senator Itz and Dr. Thunder.
All right.
There you go.
So what are the stories to watch in Bopo this year? What do you think? Obviously, big scores. I mean, they're...
Well, I think you guys see a lot of big scores early, and I think late shift's going to be a little bit lower. I think transition's hard.
Shit.
The playoffs are totally
this is
different.
Where you tell me to shut the fuck up.
Dude, you guys suck. We bowled after the show. I was sick. I shouldn't be there, but you were bowling it everywhere. It was like bowling after fucking vacation week. Yeah, I got fucking two dogs rolling all over the fucking place. Fabio coming back and in. Rick Spear and all those guys. Hakeem, come on, dude.
Hakeem's
what the fuck is going on down there? How did
Fabio
get a 210 on
that? Exactly. So you're pushing.
Yeah.
Fabio was doing all right.
Party Rick Spear had undefeated.
Rick Spear had a good game. He made a little change. Did really
well. What's that?
Party Mix is going undefeated. They're going to go 13-0.
They're good.
Yeah.
And Thursday B is
Has there ever been?
Thursday B is the one division that did not see any increase from Don Carter.
Has there ever been an undefeated regular season, A or B?
I think there's been plenty. I don't know, but I'll go back and look.
No average uptick.
Seriously. And Thursday Beat is not listening, so I don't care. You're like the only person from Thursday Beat who's listening
to anything. Prove him wrong, Thursday Beat.
Or read anything.
Prove him wrong.
Thursday B. I wrote the Thursday B lines. Put it on Facebook.
Thursday B. Not reading any of
the only Facebook post in my life that nobody even responded to of any way. That's my Thursday B line.
It was you that said Thursday B is like old school Bull Portland, where just everyone just shows up
Orthodox.
Like
house shoes,
not old balls. Change.
Not old school. That means something different.
I like what Thursday B is doing, but they're not listening. I'll tell you that.
First you don't Facebook post so ever.
No. You can use the hashtag Bopo.
Not that it matters. No one cares.
On Twitter.
But when he put
Fabio's
out,
listening.
Listen this. When he put out Thursday B lines, got like 55 likes. Put out Thursday fucking B or Tuesday B lines. Yeah. Thursday B lines, no likes. That's what pineapple shit gets.
I think
like
soon
younger.
Enough Thursday B will go the way the rest of the league has then.
No, I don't need Thursday B to change. I like Thursday B the way it is. I got no issues with it. But I don't think you're necessarily a Thursday B team now. I think that 10 of the 16 Thursday B teams are Thursday B teams. And then there might be this weird hybrid. I think what we're starting to see is like a C division, which is fine. Like, play it the way you want to play it.
Ooh, you can get more.
Ooh, we like go north side?
And
we get
10
new
to
12 lanes?
Of them that want to keep doing it.
Expand out the other way.
Yeah.
If you want a middle division that goes all new side on Don Carter for the next 35 years, starts 7:30, maybe 7 in a couple years, we'd be down for that.
But they have...
Same banner and wearing your playoffs.
There's probably 15 to 20 people in Thursday B who've been in the league for 13 years, which is amazing. That's probably more than any other
probably
division.
More than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably tied with Tuesday A, maybe. But, and that's cool. They just took it in a totally different direction for 13 years. But they still love it, and they're here. You know, they're like, this is a great fucking thing. I do every Thursday.
Is Rolling Other an original team?
Yeah.
So that's six people right here that have been here.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably mostly the same roster.
Probably
like
four
of them.
Buck, Chew, Bones.
Happy Hands.
Yeah.
It's like five or six people have been in it forever.
It's I think it's way over 15, dude.
The pinups have like four or
Michael
five.
Michael Bolton's team, McBall's team.
Those are like year twos.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But that's not like 12 years is still a long fucking time to do this.
Yeah.
They probably have the most years of service.
Yeah, Thursday B is the longest.
Yeah.
And it's people who probably like, I mean, they're probably humoring me, like going off into this weird competitive direction now that I suddenly don't roll 130 every game. You know, it's like,
So now
you do you, Charlie. We're going to actually keep doing Bull Portland.
You mean that fucking loser's not using house ball and he doesn't have fucking vintage shoes on?
Yeah, he's got his own shoes.
Sellout! But, I mean, I love Thursday
keep
B.
Them, you'll keep those stalwarts.
But you guys strike me as a Tuesday B team.
You'll keep them.
Because Tuesday B is now this new thing where it's like, everybody in Tuesday B is kind of getting, like, they're getting better.
Tuesday
B is like
Thursday A.
Yeah, and I think, if you've got the guys at O's there,
except
O's partying, they've
got
the culture
A
and the fun
stacked. Like, you've got a couple of moves, and now Thursday A has five or six title contenders.
I think we're as close to parity as we've ever been. I know the averages on Tuesday
I agree.
High, but I think... You know, Tuesday comes to Thursday goes to Tuesday, it's going to be pretty well matched.
I think you have, definitely. There's way more title contenders on Thursday than there ever has been, and Thursday A games are really, I mean, it's a different animal.
I think
there's a lot of league now.
There's a lot of movement. I think you naturally see, you've got your stalwarts like you're talking about, they're going to keep coming and keep doing their thing in B, but
they're happy.
There's enough movement Tuesday, Thursday, A to B, that if you are coming in, putting the time, you get good enough, like... You can just be like, all right, well, you know, this year I'm going to try to whore myself out to another team and go...
Never work
but
before.
But what you're looking at with these original Thursday teams is eventually, if they start losing 15-0 Nick Bing and 15-0 to Party Mix, and be like, all right, we're going to create a new division for you guys. Where you can keep rolling it. They want to stay at a 480 average for...
Now, are they whole teams? Whole teams original people?
550. Yeah.
Okay, that's remarkable. I was thinking just a couple, kind of teach people the culture,
like
and then
the
like those people
mostly
like practice.
I mean, it has to be celebrated, right? That's the
shout out to Bulge Temptingly, one of the original bowlers who came back this year. He didn't even have a bowler's name, but that was one of the favorite
that's
names
a Hall of Fame
from year one, year two.
We lost some great ones over the year. Like Three Rivers was a fucking staple. Yeah. And they just couldn't
they
keep
got,
it going.
They got into about 10, 11 years.
The fact that some of these teams are keeping it going is a real testament to them because a lot of shit
but
does.
But Three Rivers, it did wear on them that they were losing like 460 to 8. You know, they're like, well, this
first
is not funny.
200 anymore. I ever saw Bernie rolled on us in league for whatever they were. Three Rivers.
I mean, as,
I was like, 200? I didn't know the scores went that high.
Keeping the regular season in a keeping your. I mean, there's enough teams now that there's
only pros
a full
did that.
Season's worth of your peers, no matter what level you are. If you want to play a 13-game schedule
and the way
teams like you, you can.
As a scratch league, it's set up. You're going to have some disparity there, but like the answer isn't really handicaps for this league.
When I came in league, I didn't know 300 was the best you could get. Yeah.
I wouldn't like handicaps. Because if I bowl out of my mind and beat someone that I know is just a better night after night bowler than me, like that's fun. I don't want to beat him.
Well, you roll 130, he rolls 220, you beat him by one. Hey, that's how it is, bitch.
Yeah, like that's not fun. That's not competitive.
Well, if you're bragging on your handicap plan, that's tough.
Well, the alternative to
handicap
is... what we're doing, which is you have enough teams that you can play in your own division, but then
parity.
You know, the winner of the D conference gets a bye into the C playoffs, and so like, and then if you want to move up, go ahead, and if you don't, you don't, but you don't have to worry about a handicap.
Yep.
But everybody's just as welcome, and even the worst fucking team,
Puds Taxi.
They're not going to win it, but they can like, get a chance to play a good team.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Granola's 1-1, and Granola owns like.
Right.
Five of the worst 20 bowlers in Thursday. So, they're making
like
it happen.
Third shot at Granola.
Who's his
rival bowler?
I couldn't name a single person. That comes from
Granola.
Andy
Gets anyone on Granola?
Anybody.
A Granola bowler hit on his wife.
No, Andy gets worried about that, like, not bowling well enough. And I was like, listen, you're... killing half of this team.
We'll take her over Spooky, dude. Granola? Hey, can Spooky get one of them handicaps?
Oh, we did the restaurant.
Put 100 on it?
We might have done it.
Yeah, the grandiose things.
She'd be like, I'm leading this fucking team, bitches. She wrote 108. She's like, I'm hooking it now. She's like, you suck better. I'm like, I beat you by 500
points. Or no, that's the Yes banner. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I have a least favorite team. Least favorite team would be any team that just gets aggressive about anything.
You know my least favorite team is? Mine. Sparrow's a fucking mess.
Which team is yours?
Spooky's fucking bowling hundreds on the reg. Munson's a fucking mess. Mo Money's not drinking. This fuck's not drinking.
Well, that's about it.
Spooky's not drinking. We're not even doing beer frames this year because people want to control their budget. Fuck your budget, dude.
Dude, we still do beer frames.
You literally sat out Draft League because...
I never sat out Draft League in my life.
Sorry, you sat out VOPO because you wanted to control your budget.
Yeah, and I came in here and partied every week and averaged a 169 against you idiots.
That's a
good
point.
Game, 169.
You did, actually, yeah. One game.
Yeah, that's right. Best 69 you can get other than
perfect
269.
Number. 369 yep.
In bowling.
Least favorite team is any team that makes you not have fun or, like, just hampers the party because... It's a waste of my time, you know? Like, what are you... You're killing my ability to have fun here.
All right.
You're
killing me, Smalls.
That's you guys when we play you.
That's true.
So how... So
greatest victory ever was beating you and knocking you out of the playoffs.
Oh, this is great stuff. Ooh. I want to give them 20 minutes.
That was...
Just go.
That was the greatest...
I had some bad games.
That was my first year bowling. Landed from work. Fresh off the plane. Away.
I remember that.
Roll the 180, like, at the time, probably the best score ever.
198.
Yeah.
With the old rude dude drilled by Invisible
rude
Hand.
Dude?
Yeah, drilled by Invisible Hand, came off the plane, 180 knocked him out of the playoffs.
And then they sat down at the table with us and talked shit to us about it for another hour. And then Bert the Bandit and Tush Christ came in. They had trophies hanging around their necks, and they're like, oh, you guys lost to this B team, motherfuckers! You guys suck dick, and we're just sitting there, like, just getting shit on. It's me, him, Munson, Sneaky Pete, and Spooky. They're just getting shit on. I'm like, yeah, this is slowly becoming the worst day of my life. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here, boys.
Yeah, it's gonna
come
be hard
to find
for
out.
That.
Those guys got killed in the fucking B finals that day, right? Who was that? No Idea came in here and got killed that day and lost in the same plan. What's his name? Text me. He's like, dude, I'm sorry for talking shit. We got beat too. That made me feel a little better.
That was the greatest victory of my life.
Yeah, that was the worst loss of my entire life.
And it's because it was worst loss.
Friends dying, fucking, you know, real athletic shit that lost. That was the worst loss of my life. Grandparents dying.
You mentioned Tush Christ. there was a Clemson guy warming up. He's wearing like a, I don't know what it was, like a sports bra or something. He had like a long, blonde mustache. Was like, that's Tish Christ. If Tish Christ ever plays college football,
he would have been that guy.
He would have gotten broken in half.
He would have been that guy.
He's a backup wing guy going down on the punt. Yeah. So you guys got to tell us about your New Orleans trip before we wrap this shit up.
Is now the time?
Can I table that for 1 second? Because Hungus said something big.
Hungus said
the playoffs are changing.
It's getting early. I'm going nowhere.
Hungus said the playoffs are totally different this year.
Totally different.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
NBA style mid-season tournament.
Reseed.
You guys aren't going to make the playoffs.
So that could be accurate.
No. There's every A team's in the playoffs.
He's not an A team.
I know.
Yes.
Shout out to B.
Every A team's in. And so there's... What is that?
No pressure.
That's like 25 of the 25 of the 32 spaces on
the
board.
Check that.
The bottom two teams in each B division are out. They don't make anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope that happens to you. Come to your house, shit in your front yard, ring your doorbell and say, hey, you didn't make the fucking playoffs. And then leave without wiping my ass. Sorry, Charlie.
And then text him and say, hey, sorry about your life.
That's worse for you than me. I'm going to toss that with a shovel.
Your car gets the worst of that one.
The top two teams in each B division get a bye to the B quarters. Everybody else in B plays on what is the last week of the regular season for Tuesday. And so that Thursday is playoffs for B.
This is going to be good.
Obviously. Anyway, the last week of the regular season is playoffs for B. That's
going to
sound great.
Fixing the running toilet.
I was like, is my cat drinking from the sink?
No, you
can imagine what he did next.
You got to
fix the plumbing?
All right.
Let's go. It's
like to be here today. Wasn't here all weekend.
So basically, all the B teams are in the playoffs at the bottom two each. And then they're playing towards their own playoffs. But also the final seven of their final eight will make the bracket.
Yep.
So there'll be seven B teams in the bracket.
So just
and
final
four
seven.
B teams will be in the B final four and the bracket. So that same old spot.
Yep.
B 5, 6, and 7, the three best quarterfinal losers, they're going to get fed to the Lions. They'll be up against, you know, A1.
TDYOB. So if seven of the final eight make it, could eight make it? Or is it just, you know, the final seven?
Just seven.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
He said seven of the final eight make it to the big board.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds like eight is out.
Eight is out.
Sorry,
eight is out. That's going to be
number.
Yeah, the three quarterfinal losers with the best regular season record are in the bracket.
So you can win a B banner and make the big board and win an A banner in the same year.
Yeah, you could win two banners in the same year. Only a B team has that opportunity.
Munson's right. We need to drop down. Bring in a bunch of fucking heavy hitters.
Double banner.
And Hungus, this week you're going to start something like a countdown clock on early matches?
Ooh. Yeah. So normally you just see your frame count adding up nobody looks at it. But if you're looking at the scoreboard. Whereas if you were bowling on time that you paid for, you would see the clock counting down. So this week, just so people get a sense of their game length, we'll be putting it in as a time countdown. It'll be 2 hour and 20 minute countdown. So that doesn't include your practice. So if you're a 5:30 team, starts practice at 5:30, you should be done at 7:58, which you won't be. But we'll be able to, you'll sort of see where you're at time wise, how long you're taking. Sometimes it's gonna be some lane issues, sometimes it's your own issues.
Safety meetings,
everything else. But yeah, there's really, that gives you a ton of time, honestly. 2 hours
really
and 20 minutes is an insane amount of time. It's over a minute per frame. And then.
It's hard for teams like Case to get four every frame.
Yeah. What I said is people took, everyone took 2 seconds less on a throw, the games would drop by 15 minutes. 2 seconds less. 15 minutes, and then everybody's on the lane.
Here, I'm for that.
And
you're the slowest motherfucker in the league.
Take one lane courtesy is totally cool, but what someone's doing two lanes away from you is entirely irrelevant.
It's a bit much, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Just I prefer seven lane courtesy.
Seven lane courtesy for you.
All right, go over
to... I'm trying to get three in a row so I can get two 170s.
You'll have
the only guy on the new side rolling. Hold on, everyone!
Hold on!
42 guy coming through!
Yeah. So for now, it's just like it's just a reminder clock up there in the corner. You can kind of keep track of how far behind you're falling. We'll see how it goes. It'll evolve, and after a few weeks, maybe we'll, you know, if it doesn't work, we'll start making it work.
Sounds like Major League Baseball. They're doing great right now.
Start making a list of repeat offenders.
They didn't throw in the shot clock. Should have.
I think Lane needs to come into account on that.
Does anyone else have trouble reading the schedule sometimes and get confused at the day of the week?
Nobody has texted me.
You brought that up.
Seriously.
Are you serious? No one has?
He's joking. Or Facebook.
Calendar weeks are the only thing that matters.
Today.
The schedule's a mess. It's like the parking lot back in the day.
Which?
You gotta move people out of the way so you can read the fucking
thing.
That's a
hell of an analogy. And we were just talking about
the dirt. I feel like a beautiful mind. I'm like, I'm starting firing out of control. I'm like, do I finally have schizophrenia?
I miss it.
But we were just reliving the dirt lot.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because it created the whole vibe that you're in a fucking country party out here and nobody cares. There's no rules. Yeah. You're in the fucking
good luck.
Parking in the dirt, in the bumps.
And I really wish you never would have changed it. It was
definitely
like,
getting plowed in.
It was like going to a dead or a fish.
It was
country.
Really cool.
It was
sometimes the road went one way, sometimes it went the other way.
Was that a disaster?
And you had those five concrete spots. That was the VIP lot. And if you got one of those or two of them, you're in cloud nine. You're like, yes. Unless you
sneak
robbed,
through this chain link fence.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Bumps through right
there. Are we allowed to park here? Who cares? Yeah, we'll find out.
Good luck.
The end is near.
That was, I missed that.
Good old days.
Who doesn't?
The early
seven
days.
7 years of it. And the rest of it subsidizes the league, so.
I would kill someone to have it be 96 again. Shelly's like, I'm in. Can I stand there while you kill them and you shovel and you throw them in the hole and then I'll put the dirt on them? 96, here we come!
On that note,
that would be good.
Hungus and Thunder's X-Men Adventure.
96
That's
all over again.
Puerto Rico!
Then you would do it in Tampa the right way. 96.
You think there should be a C division? You think anyone wants one?
No.
If you had more teams, yeah, maybe. Like, what do we got, 57? If you got to, like,
how many B teams do you, like, what do you, you know, if I feel like Tuesday there's a lot more connection now because the B teams are here practicing all the time. The Thursday B teams are doing, okay.
How many teams can we handle on Tuesday, Thursday, or
what do people think about bowling on the West Lanes? Because
if we can
for
get 5,000 teams, I would like 5,000 teams. I would also love New Side, Dr. Don Carter pattern, fucking 7:30 start for perpetuity. That would be great.
I mean,
I'm in.
If,
I'd fucking throw us in the C division.
If you went the
fucking
full
average
house, two nights a week, you've got 80 teams available.
Yeah.
Give us all the fucking teams we can get.
But I would lose insane.
You would lose
money.
A little money there.
I'll replace it with the force.
But we would bowl.
I don't think you understand.
You're going to get that $15 an hour rather than that $50 an hour. You're welcome. And we want two lanes going back and forth. It's just me. Although Yankee used to do that back in the day at 12 o'clock. I walked in there, I see Hungus and Filthy, and they're like, hey, motherfucker! He's like, oh, you're going to get good. This is what
24
we do.
Lanes
He's like,
away.
Go get two lanes. Go get two lanes, motherfucker. Nobody's coming in. I'm like, oh, you're right. Fucking league practice. Rocking 130s on the red. Hot ass shit. I'm going to high that year of 189.
What do you think about West Lane games? I think it's great, personally, because I think the Bopowers are finally getting over their phobia to the west side, and they're going over and playing, like, that's good.
I like them. I don't like if you're the only group there.
Yeah,
and
less
like,
fun. It's less fun.
You're
like,
the
but if you just consider yourself a pioneer.
Well, you're like, the early, you're like on the moon.
If
by
there's
yourself.
Another set bowling next to you, it's you then, can like high five.
Yeah.
Like, you're having more fun, better. You're interested. But if it's like
the
a 12-year-old next to you, you're like,
spoiled
the
myself.
The music's not different anymore.
We were over there, we had eight. And it was really fucking
we
fun.
We get the DJ music over there.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
They pipe in the DJ music now. To me, if you want to, like, just party hard, and there's a lot of party teams going,
you can.
It's Old Side because it's tight and it's crazy and it's party. But New Side rocks. If you get a bunch of party teams there, people are farther behind, but it's just wider and brighter, and you feel like you have more space to dial in and crush and party. And I prefer Old Side if I want to party. I prefer New Side if I want to
party. Well, we've done the, I mean, we did the Pro-Am over there this year, which was interesting,
that
was fun.
Well, it was fun until fucking Kyle. It was fun to bring his pussy with that big ass split in the tent. We should have moved Kyle out of anchor.
Now that would have been
hot.
That would have been your second PBA title.
Remember when Dave Wodka from the Magnificent Seven, fucking, he was rolling anchor for his team in our first program because Weber didn't show. Wodka jumps in.
Had a canceled flight.
Wodka left every single frame open. I know this because I won a PBA title that year. They moved him out of the anchor after two games. They're like, hey Dave, you're going four now. He got kicked off the fucking tour and off the Hitman the next year. Oh, the Hitman. That's the other story.
They intervened.
I saw those dudes at a bar and I fucking bolted.
Yeah. So, C Division.
I'm still thinking about the C Division.
Pay attention.
What if C Division was like basically a play into those lower spots of B?
It would be.
You don't consider it anything else.
You would be. So keep going.
Yeah, you let them.
You're taking a whole season of playing teams there.
Right. You drop a couple of the lower teams out of B, maybe bring in a team or two on each night and let them play into the lower spots. So, and then you're going to have more crossover games because it's not going to be as big of a division, so you're going to have to.
I think we're there. Eventually, you're only, like, we already have 16 teams in a division and you're only playing 12 of them or 13 of them. Well, so, eventually, there's just going to be too many. It works out. It'll work.
I think that's fine. If you're lining competition with competition. Yeah. I don't see any reason, but playoffs.
But you still have a shot to move up.
Playoffs is where it's going to get tough.
Yeah.
So. They're just going to have to, like, know.
You don't want to. Right?
Unless I pull out of my mind. I'm just not making it.
Oh, the Russian Imperial Stout and rocking it.
Three ways.
Wow. Thunder coming big, 10%er.
Deep. Well, we're going to try to split
it. If it's a fun...
We're going now.
I guess my thing would be, if for those people it's a fun issue...
The best half.
If it's a fun issue, let them play closer matches. If it's not a fun issue, then it doesn't matter.
Yep. Man. We should look ahead this week.
You ever seen the movie Airplane?
Tuesday A, here are the matches.
Yes.
Bingas and Bull Thugs, SOD and Turkey Club. Oh, Sharks and Beer. Wonderful.
How about that?
How about them apples?
Game of the night?
Yeah.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah, Shake and Bake and Skull.
Shake and Bake's down year for them.
Yeah.
I'm calling that Sharks and Beer is the game
of
the night.
Yeah, Oddballs OC and then Saucy Posse crossing over against Leisure Trolls. Yeah. So, Sharks and Beer, what do we think? Who's predicting what?
We got everybody. Who's
Sharks bowling way better than us so far.
But who's in and who's out? You have everyone?
Everyone.
Yeah.
We have no slow roll.
Sharks probably take
so Brandy all three.
Brandy all three.
That's all right. But Sharks, I mean, unless Urban kind of clicks in, right?
Railroad's been great.
We roll fair no matter what.
Their guys have off to a better start.
He says they're going to roll their ladies twice. So you're going to roll your... Well, no, they've only got
one
lady.
Have one
lady. Yep. Oh, so you do it anyway. All right. All right.
That's right.
But we have five dudes.
Right.
You can leave it now.
Yeah.
That'd be a great match. That's probably like an 8-7, 9-6 match.
Hope so. Last year, it's 14-1 Sharks.
Okay.
Oof.
We don't talk about that.
Sharks. Sharks is still pissed at Railroad for fucking jetting. And when they play these guys, they want to beat the fuck out of
him. Oh, I thought they cut him.
They didn't cut him. He fucking cut them. Because Dick DeJure cheated on him.
That's why we won a doubles title.
Yeah.
You've never won a fucking major.
Unfortunately.
He did.
Call him double title major now?
I think he's won more than one major, right?
In-house
How many majors? One major?
We have four majors.
How many majors?
And we have the Hold on.
Five,
maybe?
Hold on. Rocky, what are the four majors of Bullport?
He doesn't know.
Oh,
this is great stuff. This is a good trivia question.
Come on.
You know one of them at least.
All right, so I didn't know we had any majors.
If I'm guessing,
it's...
You are my only son that's not going to get into a
draft,
college.
Draft, Bopo, 2v2.
Yeah.
One more.
And...
Only one more.
You're 3-for-3 so far.
Yes. You got this, bro. Come on, you are my first son.
It's the individual.
It's when all those assholes play each other for that stupid jacket that nobody wants to wear unless you're a fucking hardo.
Oh, king shit.
There you go.
There we go. And the PBA Pro-Am. That's
no, that's not a Bopo major. It's a PBA title.
People refer to it as a fifth title.
It's an unsanctioned PBA title.
The bracket one?
No, the PBA Pro-Am.
The bracket tournament is the fake.
That's like the March Madness thing?
We need a fifth.
Because the PBA title is a fake major.
Probably, yeah.
The Pro-Am's a big major.
We need a mix.
Our Pro-Am...
Yeah, that's the two fake
there'll
majors.
Be stories, and I think there's a story coming out if Charlie wants to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be stories of our Pro-Am. It's the best program of all time. The first time it happened, they got here and they were like, holy fuck, what's wrong with these people?
There's some great video of that. You've seen it. I'll post that video again at some point. Like that night where we gave this, well, we, I gave a speech to them.
We have that
on our like, this is the night where BOPO meets PBA and things are not going to be the same. And it's 100% true for both. Like, it worked out great for both. But yeah, if anyone was here during PBA this year, both times there was a woman here covering it. She's a reporter. She had covered the NBA for the New York Times and done some other stuff. She was trying to write a book about bowling.
Jackie Bowling.
Nope, not
wrong.
Jackie Bowling is a very different person.
Okay. Take it easy, Jesus.
We're going to edit that last
time. So I pour a bucket of water on Jesus' dunk. Keep going, keep going.
Is there a fire hose up here?
Jesus currently hard.
Her name is Liz Robbins. She's got, anyway, she, the article that she ended up writing about BOPO, she got obsessed with BOPO and interviewed a lot of players. She actually asked me, because she's coming this Tuesday, she's like, does Fabio bowl on Tuesdays?
Oh, yes.
The wig. Yeah, she was asking about, because I interviewed him. Anyway,
wig power.
She interviewed a bunch of bowl partners. There's an article, the Boston Globe Sunday Magazine, March 1st, if that's the right Sunday. Yep. It's going to be a big story about BOPO that she wrote.
It's going to be awesome.
Wow. Kind of
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the fucking...
I have no idea what's going to be in it, because a lot of times she kept trying to steer me into politics.
Ooh. So wait, is Fabio in this?
I think so.
I saw Fabio made it to the bull, or to the Bayside Facebook page. With a little cop on the field.
Remember all those shots that SK used to buy for Fabio? You motherfuckers. No. They used to tell Fabio that SK was buying shots and they'd have SK deliver it and then earmuffs. SK would do a shot with Fabio. He's like, dude, I gotta tell you, SK's in love with me, bro. She buys me a shot every fucking week. And they did this for like years on end. Years on end. He's like, I know you love SK, but she's into me, Thunder. You know, she buys me a shot or two or three every fucking week. Do you remember this? We're the team, fuckers, just probably left when you came to league. And then I was like, wow,
that's
buying,
a pretty good one.
Buying him shots right and left. Rich is like, dude. Peanut Gutter's like, dude, we're buying the shots. Yeah. And telling SK to say,
she's
buying it. I'm like, wow, this is why we love each other. That is so sick. Like, fucking A.
It is some sick ball busting.
For 3 or 4 years. Yeah. He still won't, now he won't even hear it. Like, yeah, it was us. He's like, no, it was her.
He's now moved on to the picklebacks from the Kamikazes.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah.
Two dogs was wearing a pickleback sweatshirt. Bowling, actually.
We ditched
pickle juice.
Yeah, ditched the sweetness of the Kamikaze and went to the pickleback.
Yeah,
House
it.
Pickles, shout out to Bayside Bowl, the House Pickles. Well, so good.
They're delicious.
So wait, what are you drinking? It's whiskey and pickle juice?
No,
whiskey or tequila?
Whiskey, and then a shot
or tequila. Ticklebacks, too.
It's back. Yeah, I've had a tickleback.
Yeah.
It's a shot, ooh, and then a shot of pickle juice.
But with the House pickle juice.
Good pickle juice.
Hungus McNasty. That's
fantastic.
Shot of Hungus McNasty.
Hey,
Hungus McNasty.
Plenty of lanes open. Summer. It was summer, too. It was perfect timing, because back then lanes were mad open.
Nobody here.
We do 277
2
back
days
then.
Now in December is the month of July. Pre-expansion.
That?
Pickle juice so
well,
good.
Well, that just tells you July pre-expansion was pretty fucking cool.
Well, yeah,
you were here. You were the guy.
Yeah.
I was looking out the back window here in Studio A, and I was like, look at all this. Yeah. Like, holy hell. Yeah. We all used to live in this room.
Is that your night trailer?
Where'd that come from?
There was a night we had two bartenders, me and Filthy, one customer. It was the Fuge. He got the front eight. So we had two bartenders, no other customer, just watching Fuge roll the front eight, which is pretty awesome to see. Fuge roll the front eight.
Yep. Well, they did the same for me.
Yep.
I came in here like July 11, 2011. What a surprise, I remember it. Rolled eight in a row with my fucking like Roto Grip, Defiant Edge. I'm like, holy fuck, holy shit. No one's in there. I walk up to the bar, I'm like, dude, I think that's the most strikes I've ever rolled in a row in my life. Something goes, you think? Eight spare, strike nine, 277. Lost free bowling to Baltimore. 278. Fucking freak. Rest in peace, Baltimore, motherfucker.
Yeah, he probably did die.
Ouch. So on the B matches for this as well?
Sure, how about it?
Sure.
Ball that, no idea. Poultry ass and split as fuck. Hookers and whoop spare it is. Incredibles and Bilf. Burners and Bear.
I hope that's late,
because that's going to go a long
time. It's
actually
early.
Burners and Bear. Oh, that countdown clock is not going
to be. This actually works out, because this week...
7 hours! You guys are on the west side.
There are only 5 late games on the east side, so they could bowl for 4 hours.
Okay, oh, perfect.
Prepared for this.
Yeah, and there's a couple of west side matches. Trolls and Mines in the Gutter, yeah. Wrecking Balls and Bowling Stones at 7:30.
Yes.
Good matches.
I want to talk about poultry. What's the average age of this team? Maybe 28, 30?
Poultry?
Yeah.
40?
Oh, they're that old? Because they seem like they're going to be one of those long-term Bull Portland teams that like gets like Spare the Dogs or Turkey Club. Gets better over time. Obviously, they're never going to get that level. But yeah. Like,
maybe it's 35. I don't know. But like,
they seem like they're into it and they want to get better at bowling. I think there's still teams that are going to like move up. Like, if you guys get Suave a lefty on the regular, you don't have to bowl anymore, which is good for your team. And you have a guy that averages 215 on this pattern.
Yeah, we'd have to... If we move or shook a little bit, we could be decent. But as present, we're mediocre.
If you got cut, I could get you on Los because Cheese is coming to us next year with nut sauce.
No, Cheese is signing Brown Michael Cox.
We lost our high
woman.
Yeah,
he's signing them for Los and coming to us.
Lost our high woman and our by far and away high man is injured. So, yeah, we're in a struggle. But
all right, if Cheese and Nut Sauce both go to TDYLB, that was the horrible theory that I was.
We would get rid of Spooky and keep Sparrow, but never bowl him.
No offense. He gets a T-shirt.
But tell him he's gonna bowl every night.
Yeah, sure. You'd fake high five him every week. So what about Thursday matches?
Options are open.
Ice Bing, one of your fraternity brothers, Gutterball Turkey. Was the name we were thinking about. Our buddy Coach Paul's
that was Gutterball
brother.
Yeah.
He was Gutterball Turkey. He was from the Busta Clan of the Mandalorians.
Yeah, he...
The Busta Clan.
Redunk was also from that clan.
He creeped a young handy.
That is my segue. That is my one opportunity to say, yesterday somebody used the line, "Do you know how much money I spend here?" That is a line that traces back on a poor lineage. Don't use it.
Was it Cheese?
Nope.
Has he ever done it?
No.
I don't think so.
Bullshit.
Were they trying to get something from you or impress you?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I would never say that.
Get back.
Rosham, let's see what it says.
It's not Roshambable.
I'm just here. I try to be nice.
You've got a good streak going. You've never said, "Do you know how much money I spend here?" I mean, fuck off. You're an idiot for spending that much money here.
Yeah, I don't make enough money to say shit like that.
I spent $27 at Champions last night, the sports bar in fucking Biddeford, and left a $10 tip so I didn't get stabbed to death. Fucking, I'm like, drop my daughter volleyball training. Fucking, they're like, 2 miles away, sports bar in Biddeford. I'm like, rough down, but hey, I gotta fucking see the fucking Kansas City, Tennessee game, and this is the best game of the day. Fucking pull into this scrub dub. It's like, turn here. I'm like, dude, fuck, no way.
This is a great story.
Pull into the back, and I'm like, does that say Champions Sports Bar? No place to park in there. Cars on top of each other. Big snowstorm. Go down and around. Run through fucking snow. Get in there. I stand at the door. It says, no guns, no knives, no colors, and no vaping. I'm like, fucking shit. All right. It's like, I wasn't fucking coming in there in a suit. I had these sweatpants on, a shirt like this, and my jacket, my red tied hat, and a pair of glasses. I walk in, everyone's like, who the fuck is that?
Right away,
this waitress takes the cup away from this seat. I'm like, all right, fuck, sweet. I'm going to get a bar seat. This guy comes out of the bathroom. I'm like, hey, is this your seat? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, sorry, man.
C-bass.
And I tapped him. He was like, fucking touch me, motherfucker. And I'm standing in line again. He sits down. He's like, motherfucker just touched me. He's lucky he's fucking alive. The game's on.
Shout out to the Biddeford Downtown Association. You're doing a great job.
You guys are looking for a place to grab a beer and a
Sparkles
bite.
Sparkles sponsor. Do the bar. It was great. Fucking huge frosted mugs of Coors Light. The nachos were great. Kept my eyes down.
Listen to that. Nachos are great.
Nachos. You ordered nachos at a place like that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I had to.
Nacho cheese? Or actual melted cheese.
You don't have to put on the red light.
You just got the romance light.
Nacho cheese. Who the fuck knows? I just kept my head down, ate whatever they gave me, drank my two tall Coors Light, got the fuck out without getting stabbed. When I got out, I ran. Sprinted down around the block. Not really. I texted a guy.
Need to enjoy it.
Earmuffs to Biddeford. I'm like, dude, this is the roughest bar I went out.
No one in Biddeford.
Biddeford's a rough town. There's a lot of morons in there. Watch out. You don't get your ass killed.
Are there any Thursday matches this week?
There are. And because of the festival that Hungus had described earlier.
Joe Fitz is the Biddeford Bullers.
Day Mo is DJing after all the presentations. Yeah. So it's going to be a limited window of games. And there's a couple of Sunday games for the Thursday teams. So early is going to be Tattoos and Titties and BUI. Pin and Juice and Happy Hands, Pinups and Penny Candy, Five Finger Discount and Granola Bolas are the early games.
West Side?
West Side, regular
Everybody
time.
Everybody on the West Side.
Yep. And then the late games are Guns of Brighton and TDYOB. Oh, Los and Guac.
Those are my matches.
Balls and Y and Young in the Bowl.
First one's an ass kick.
Nice. And Ick Bing and Strikes a Hazard. Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at you.
That'll be a great match.
Right. Welcome to the party, pal.
Besides maybe Young in the Bowl versus My Balls, which is still a tough match, is any other match like... Those are all within a couple pins of each other. You guys versus...
Dude, we're going to have to roll well not to get killed by GOB unless they get all fucked up and fuck it up, which they
could. Yeah, but you're a 2-0... Whatever, what kind of guy are you?
Definitely promoted that.
I'm a 175
Definitely a 160 guy.
Right,
all right, sorry.
Near you.
Never mind. All right, so that'll be the one
blow. I'm averaging 175, idiot. I'm not even going to roast him because it's the truth.
Yes.
I
was a 185 guy until I came here all sick. I'll probably average 298 against them.
Guac, you guys are going to have to roll well again.
I don't love our chances against Guac. I don't love them.
Yeah, Guac just finds
a way. They're going better right now than we are.
It's at least a fun match.
It should be, be a great match.
Going into it, you're never like, oh, I'm going to have a horrible night. I'm rolling Guac.
We'll have a good time.
They just find a way to lose. They're snake bit. They roll out of their ass.
Yeah, I think
Dick
Whitman's
like, fucking A, another 8-7 loss. He's like, we averaged 795 and fucking lost again.
What's Dick Whitman rolling right now?
795. What's 298.
Mitch dropped his average big time.
To 250. Right? No, he had a 214.
That's a 15-point loss. Way more than the Doc. An 11-point loss.
Doctor.
Yeah, we also have some Sunday matches. Leisure Trolls and Lion's Den and Dirty Half Dozen playing Hexy's Hooligans early.
That might have been postponed.
Did that happen today already?
No, that's next Sunday.
How about
the
26th. Yesterday?
I don't think there were matches. Oh, there were matches?
Both there were a bunch of B matches on Sunday. There's three of them.
So, but wouldn't next Sunday be
the 26th?
Next week?
This Sunday.
This coming? Well, we don't know when this
it's
is getting
next
posted.
Week. It's
the
this
week's
Sunday.
Thing is still getting me.
Yeah, the schedule sucks. Did your wife beat my kids yesterday?
What?
Yes.
One of them, not the other
no,
one?
No, she beat both.
In the same game? Okay. Well, I kicked the fucking kids out of the house. They washed
no,
the
no,
couch.
No.
I think one of them
she
hit
only beat. She only beat one of the kids in the game they did together.
We might need to use different words.
Do you remember which kid it was?
Yes.
Who did she beat?
She beat Ella.
Okay, good.
Did she roll
for the record,
higher Boeing score?
The wife was victorious here. Victorious.
I told Ella,
we're going for.
Please lose to Amy on purpose, and Jackson, you need to beat her or I will fucking disown you.
Oh, no.
Nope.
This is how you create winners.
Mission accomplished.
Of course I didn't.
Mission
fucking
accomplished.
Sunday bowling with kids, dude. Said that.
And
Matt,
brunch.
Did I say that?
Brunch at Bayside? Look into it. Come on down.
Oh, so Bayside brunch?
Super yummy.
Phenomenal. Everyone brings their kid.
Oh, I thought you were done.
We came to bowl, there was eight kids in the alley.
Eggs Benny.
It was great. We had a kid in our lane, too, but there was kids everywhere. And I'm talking two and under.
I'm talking kids.
like titties out feeding kids.
Oh, dude, Jesus. Back when we were still at Yankees lanes, TDYOB showed up there at 9 a.m. on a Sunday with all our fucking kids in their fucking strollers and shit to fucking practice. Nice. That's what you do. Guess what, motherfucker? Are you going to have kids and not be in this league anymore? Are you guys trying to have kids?
Listen,
if you want to
say anything, I'm just saying Sunday practice is
more
in
the getting to know Rocky Balboa.
If you're a parent,
series.
Come on down Sunday morning. It's great.
Okay.
Kids everywhere.
I was about to reverse my vasectomy to get your wife pregnant.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Oh.
Unfortunate soundbite.
And no. With that,
I say we do it.
Hey, we did it again.
Yeah, we did.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Were we rolling there?
Right. Is anyone still listening?
The first half. Okay.
Roll Bork.
Roll Bork.
We could fly to the moon, get there by tomorrow afternoon. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I'm in, look inside, check out all the things I try to hide. I don't want to speak too soon.
Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions. We will see you on the lanes. Get into